Well, Woollahra Gallery at Redleaf has announced the finalists for the 2025 Woollahra Small Sculpture Prize, Australia's most prestigious award for small-scale sculpture. Now in its 24th year, the prize continues to highlight the dynamic and diverse creativity that defines contemporary sculpture. The selected works from this year's finalists reflect the innovation and depth of the medium, spanning a variety of materials, forms and themes. The 2025 finalists will be on display at the gallery from the 26th of September till the 16th of November, with the winners announced at the official opening on the 25th of September. The 55 finalists were chosen from over 700 international and local entries, representing the remarkable breadth of sculptural practice today. And we're so lucky to be joined by one of the finalists, the one, the only, Amy Wong. Morning, Amy. How are you?
Good morning, Danny. I'm really great. How are you?
You sound very excited about being named as a finalist.
Yes, I am. I'm very grateful and honoured to be here. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
My absolute pleasure. What interested you in the competition in the 2025 Woollahra Small Sculpture Prize?
Yes. So what interested me in joining this year's prize is because of an artwork, a sculpture that I actually developed in my fine arts career. In my studies at the University of New South Wales Art and Design. And specifically, my submission is called Butt, and I've called it a digital sculpture because it's actually a 3D scan and 3D print of my own butt.
Your buttocks, your behind.
Yes, that's right.
Your gluteus maximus.
Yes.
That's an interesting approach to the concept. Why did you just feel that sculpture was the best way to sort of put forward what you wanted to tackle?
So the idea of this artwork came from my lived experience of growing up with body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
And I've dabbled a lot in digital illustration before. So that's what I normally do for my professional practice. And at school, we are always encouraged to experiment with different mediums and new techniques. So that's why I think I was naturally drawn to trying 3D scanning and 3D printing, which is another digital tool. And I felt this medium specifically was able to capture what I wanted best, because I really wanted to just show my butt as it is.
You and me both. I should have entered the sculptural contest. And there's like, with this whole thing, there's like cultural and familiar expectations of your body. Did this work affect your relationship with your family and culture?
Yes. So specifically, so for context, I always had naturally thicker thighs and a bigger bum. And while my mum is the most loving, supportive person ever, she's also a conservative Vietnamese mum.
Yeah.
So she'd often tell me to not tuck in my shirt so I could hide my figure. And she only did this out of loving concern for her daughter.
Yeah.
But it left me feeling really self-conscious. But as an adult, I opened up to my friends about this, and they reassured me that there was nothing to be ashamed of. For I have a beautiful figure and indeed a great bum.
You do. This is one of a kind. I tell you what, if this butt outlives us all and future generations are able to look at it, maybe alien cultures, once our species has subsided, they will know that the humans had an awesome butt as evidenced by this sculpture.
Thank you. That would be great.
And has the piece, has this work helped or challenged your own personal relationship with your body?
Yes, absolutely. And in reclaiming my confidence, I learned to love my body, and I decided to celebrate it through this work. I even showed it to my mum, and now she tells me that my butt is beautiful too.
Yeah.
Yay.
That's awesome. That's so great that this butt sculpture is not only being listed as a finalist as part of the 2025 Woollahra Small Sculpture Prize, which you can check out there at the Woollahra Gallery at Redleaf from the 26th of September till the 16th of November. It's also bringing your family closer together.
Yes, that's right. I just wanted to give my biggest thanks to the judges who selected me alongside a really fantastic cohort of sculpture artists.
Yes. There's some great stuff on there. And over 700 international and local entries.
Yes, that's right. That's a big entry count this year. And I'm very grateful for the opportunity. And also a big thank you to my family and friends who have always supported me.
Yep. Do you want to give a thanks to your butt for being so awesome?
Yes. Shout out to her.
Amy Wong, you don't just work in sculpture. You work in all sorts of forms and mediums.
Yes, that's right. So I mentioned earlier that I am mainly an illustrator.
Yes, some awesome. I've been checking out your work online, and it is absolutely fantastic. It's really makes me happy checking out your artwork. It's wonderful, wonderful stuff.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you for having a look, Daddy.
My pleasure. And if other people want to have a look, where would you direct them?
Yes. So my full name is Amy Wong. My artist name is Tofu Pants.
That's Tofu Pants. You've got to have a Tofu Pants to cover your sculptured butt.
That's right. Yes. And you can find me as tofu.pants on Instagram. That's where I'm mainly active. And I'm also on LinkedIn. Of Amy Wong.
Amy Wong, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast. Keep doing your thing. Keep kicking butt.
Thank you so much, Danny Chifley, for having me. Thank you. You keep kicking butt too.